Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who do you think my most important Cleveland Brown is this year? Take a guess.
It's not Miles?
No.
It's not quarterback, whoever it is?
Mm-mm. Well, stop guessing who it's not and try to guess who it is. You know what? I'm just going to bring Mary Kay on. Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the show. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Why can't you just call Shedeur Sanders' touchdown pass a touchdown pass? Why can't you do that, Mary Kay?
Because we had some photo evidence that we went through the frames, and it appeared as though his foot was out of bounds. So we switched it. The Cleveland.comers at least switched it to a non-TD.
Did you ever think that you would have to go through frames of a touchdown catch during OTAs as if you were part of the Warren Commission some point in your career?
No, we were kind of laughing about that. We were really having a good time with it, but you know, so it is. It's OTAs and it's Shedeur Sanders, and this is what you're going to get.
I think he's fun. I think the entire conversation is fun. I don't know if we're going to be having much fun in the football season, but I think it's a lot of fun now. Kimberly Martin of ESPN said that there's people in the building who thinks that he can be the week one starter. Do you believe that? Now, one, are you hearing the same thing? And two, do you believe he could very well be the week one starter?
Well, first of all, let me say about the touchdown pass yesterday that it was an excellent throw.
Yes.
I have to add that in there because I'll tell you what. Shedeur has a really nice arm. These are some of the reasons why I thought way back when that they should take him at number 2 overall. He throws a really nice ball. He's extremely accurate. So no one should be surprised that he's looking good in these OTAs because he's always thrown a nice ball. I went to his Colorado showcase, and I thought he did a really nice job there, particularly on the long ball. So I don't think it's a shocker that he's looking good throwing the ball because he can do that very, very well. As far as Kim Martin and her report that there are people in the building that think Shedeur can start on week one, I'm sure there are some people in the building that feel that way. But I would say that right now at this moment, I would think that it's somewhat of a long shot because he's basically running with the fourth team. So if he's going to come up the learning curve nice and quickly and leapfrog the other three quarterbacks, then I do believe he can start on week one. And I even asked Tommy Reese that yesterday, do you believe that all four quarterbacks still have a legitimate shot to win this competition? And he said yes, of course. He kind of joked afterwards, like, what else could I say there? But yeah, they're going to make this a legitimate competition, and no one has been ruled out yet. So from that standpoint, anyone still has a chance.
Mary Kay with us. The only thing that I am a little bit skeptical of is that it's one thing to be able to throw passes like they're doing right now where, you know, they're not in full uniform and pads. They're You know, a lot of times 7-on-7s or even in the 11-on-11, there's no pass rush or anything like that. And I asked Ken the other day off the air, I said, what percentage of the bad quarterbacks in the NFL, like bad quarterbacks, whether it's the starters, the backups, the third string, can look good without a pass rush? And he said, oh, all of them. All of them can look good without a pass rush. So how can they evaluate any of these guys until you actually have a chance to get hit? Because as we know, that changes everything.
It does change everything. I've been writing that and saying that all along. The great differentiator is when you have to make decisions in the heat of the moment, when the rush is on and when the coverage is on and all of those kinds of things. So looking good in OTAs, it really doesn't mean much at all. It really doesn't. They're going to have to do so many other things to make sure that they make the right decision. Some of it is going to be watching film from the past, and they have film from Joe Flacco in this very offense. So they have a really good handle on what he is going to be able to do in this offense. Kenny Pickett, he's a projection. When we talked to him last week, he admitted, I have got to learn the terminology. I have to hone my pocket presence. I've got to figure out more under center things. So no one knows exactly for sure how he will fare in this offense. And then it's the same thing for the two rookies. So you've just got to make, in some cases, a good guess.
Mary Kay joining us on the show. How many sacks does Miles have to have this year to be worth $40 million?
Well, even when he won NFL Defensive Player of the Year, he only had 14 sacks. So the Browns kept harping on that over and over and over again, that it wasn't just about the sacks and that he was dominating while being double-teamed and triple-teamed. So that year, he was either first or second in pass rush win rate and right at the top in terms of taking on double teams as well. So it's impact and those kinds of things. I would think that big play ability and just the impact of dominating football games is what you would want to look at even more so than the number of sacks.
When you see DeJuan Jones looking so much better than what he looked last year, do you have confidence that he's going to be able to fill in that left tackle position that we've been looking for since Joe Thomas?
I think he can. I definitely think that he can. He certainly looks the part, and he is really controlling his weight. His movement is very, very good. He's so much faster, even for as big as he is right now. It sounds funny to say that, but he just is moving so much better. So I think he can do it. Now, if he can't do it, they have someone else who can. They signed Cornelius Lucas, and if for some reason it doesn't work out or he can't stay healthy, they do have a good offensive tackle who can step in for him, and I think that's good.
Obviously, there's a lot of focus on Shador and Gabriel, but what about the other rookies? Is it possible to tell if any of them are standing out? Because every year we hear coaches in every camp around the NFL, they extol the virtues of their rookies, and so that's just kind of lip service. But can you read between the lines about how they're talking about these rookies?
Well, I know that they're very, very excited about Carson Schwechinger and what he's bringing to the table and how he's moving and how he's performing, even though it is difficult to tell. Remember, all of these things, as we talk about them, they're not in pads, and some of the players that they will be going against aren't even here yet, right? I mean, David Njoku's not here. Deontay Johnson's not out there yet. So, you know, some of it you have to take, or a lot of it you have to take with a grain of salt. But Carson seems to look the part. Same thing with Mason Graham. I think it's easier to project running backs into the NFL than it is some other positions. And I think Quinshon looks really...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Really good, fast, explosive, big, powerful. I think Dylan Sampson has been doing a nice job. So the rookies look good right now. Harold Fannin, every time you look up, Harold Fannin is catching a pass. But once again, we must caution about getting way, way, way too excited. I think we'll know a lot more even next week at the mandatory minicamp.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yeah, you're definitely right about that. Going from where we were just talking about with the quarterbacks, if you were to rank them again, I know we do this every week, but I have to, in terms of who you think is going to start, who do you think the week one starter is? Is it Kenny Pickett?
Well, I think right now I would still say Kenny Pickett. Not because of what I've seen in these two open practices. That's another thing to remember. We've only seen two open practices. And when you are dividing quarterback reps up in four different pieces of the pie, you're not seeing a ton of reps from every single guy. So I'd say Kenny Pickett still, just based on how I know they feel about him, when they acquired him, and just how he has progressed and come along so far. Since he's been in the building. So I'm going to probably still go with Kenny Pickett right now, just basically because of things I know and have heard. And then I would probably go Joe Flacco after that, just because at the beginning of the season, I do think that it's going to take a veteran presence in there. They've got a really tough schedule in the early going. And then I would still, and I've had it like this for a long time. Actually, I had Dylan second for a long time, but now that I see how things have been going out there, I probably have Joe right now number two, and then Dylan, and then Shador. And Shador, he's running with the fourth team, but he looks good. He had a better day than Dylan Gabriel yesterday. But he's also, once again, he's got a longer way to go in terms of, and maybe it's mostly in their minds of how they feel about them, but he's just got a longer journey to the top of the depth chart.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. In years past, a big conversation before the seasons were about who's going to call plays and what's that going to look like? How does it evolve over time? Now, you know, we know who's going to call the plays, but we also know there's a young individual that's helping out in Tommy Rees. What is that dynamic like right now between head coach and the youngster?
Oh, I think that's going very, very well. I think they are all in alignment. I think they're all on the same page. It looks to me like it's going great. I think that they've got a really great working rapport. And I think when you add in quarterbacks coach Bill Musgrave, they've got someone who is really, really, really experienced, and then someone right in the middle, and then someone who is newer at the job. So they've got different levels, different tiers of experience. And also they're pulling in different things from the college ranks and from different teams that they've worked for. So even though we talk about this return to Kevin Stefanski's offense, and it definitely is that, I think that you will also see elements of new things and fresh things, and it should be that way.
Mary Kay, why do you keep telling us that Deshaun Watson could play for the Browns this year?
Well, I haven't said that Deshaun Watson can play for the Browns this year. I have said many times I doubt he's going to play for the Browns again. But what I have said is that Deshaun Watson is working very, very, very hard to come back, and he believes that he can play football again this year. So that's what his mindset is. And, I, you know, there's talk there's, you know, reports, and not reports necessarily, but there's talk that perhaps he could even be cleared for something by October, November. Does that mean that they would activate him? No, we have no idea if he will ever set foot in another Browns game again. But right now, he can't be 100% ruled out by anyone because he's on the roster and he's working hard, and some of it will be up to the medical staff to determine where this goes.
Well, because you did bring up the whole, like, well, they could be, every time they talk about him, they talk nice about him. And you had mentioned, I think, was it with Baskin and Phelps, where it was, well, they could be getting the fans ready for the possibility of him playing again?
Well, it seems to me that they are easing people into the Deshaun Watson conversation. Every time we talk about the quarterbacks, his name comes up. And I don't know what that means or where that is going. And they really won't even entertain the question. All they ever really say is that they have to figure out what his health is before they can determine what happens with him. So it is hard for me to believe that they would activate him and put him in a game this year. But I'm not really sure what the situation is there. I really don't know if they believe that he will ever play in a Cleveland Browns uniform again. But they apparently haven't ruled it out in their minds because they include it every time, almost every time we talk about the four quarterbacks, they bring him up. He's working very hard. He's in the meeting rooms. He's helping the young guys. We haven't seen him anywhere near the field yet, but he still is part of the equation.
I have a most important Cleveland Brown in mind. I'm not going to tell you. I want to know who your most important Cleveland Brown is right now.
That's a great question. That is a really good question. Right now, I'm probably going to say Kenny Pickett. Ooh. Because I feel like, again, I feel like they are kind of hoping that he can win this starting job and be what they hope that he can be. And if that happens, then I think that he would end up being the most important Brown.
I do also want to say, ladies and gentlemen, we wish our sincere congratulations to the 2025 Bill Nunn Memorial Award winner by the Pro Football Writers of America. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary Kay Cabot. Hey, are you going to have a party in Canton like Joe, and are we going to be invited to that?
And who's performing?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to have a party in Canton like Joe. I am not a multi-millionaire like Joe is. So I don't think I'm going to have that kind of a party in Canton. That was an amazing party. But if I do any little kind of something, of course you guys would be invited. And thank you very much for that. Congrats. That was very nice.
I know people who go to Harmon's down the street all the time, or Jersey's right across the street all the time. It doesn't have to be opulent, but it can be fun. You go ahead and you let me know, Mary Kay.
You'll be two of the first to know. I can promise you that.
Yes. Well, congratulations in all sincerity, Mary Kay. You know we love you, and we thank you very much for coming on the show for these so many years, and you do a wonderful job. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You take care.
You too. Take care.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.